serious battle strikes the church. Beauty comes from ashes in Japan. And slow but steady wins the race in India. These stories are coming right up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Extremists in Syria threaten to attack a church giving out relief kits. Open Doors USA partners with this church to distribute aid like food, shelter, and supplies. The church members also give out New Testaments to anyone who asks. Now, relief is critical in Syria with over 4 million internally displaced people. Jerry Dykstra with Open Doors says the church used this ministry to reach Muslims.
The church members we work with have shared their relief kits with others, especially Muslims. And we know that Muslims are almost shocked that they would share that vital things to people who maybe previously persecuted them.
But as long as Muslims are getting aid, why do the extremists care?
Anytime they know that these things are getting out to Christians, they're upset because they know that the Christians will be giving with Muslims. And they're afraid that they'll try to convert them to Christ.
So you can pray
that Christians there will keep the faith, pray that God will bring peace to this country in some kind of resolution.
Meanwhile, stricter anti-conversion laws may be imposed in central India. The state of Madhya Pradesh already makes it hard to apply for a religion switch. Last month, legislators proposed an amendment, so the law requires a one-month notice for conversions. Anybody resisting it will get up to 4 years in prison and heavy fines. Now, it's still under consideration. The Voice of the Martyrs says this encourages more harassment of the pastors and the Christian converts in India. So please, pray strength for believers in India. This is Mission Network News. Debris from the 2011 tsunami still washes up in Ishinomaki, Japan. The shattered contents of homes and communities stand as bleak testament to brokenness left by the disaster. Against that stands the Nozomi Project through Asian Access. Sue Takamoto, who helped found the project, explains.
What if we could do something with this pottery and allow it to bring hope and employment and dignity to women in this region?
See, Nozomi means hope. The women of Nozomi either lost a loved one or a home in the disaster. Today, they fashion jewelry from the pottery shards, and those tell a story of beauty. Through restoration of dignity and hope, Sue says, the gospel emerges.
We're just finding that women are beginning to see the reality of Jesus and of who he is in their lives. And women will say, my image of God was bad until I began to come and work here and meet many Christians who are living out something different.
Want to know more? We've got a video and more links at our website. Meanwhile, a short-term mission trip in Guatemala is changing lives. MNN's Katie Harth has more.
God works through short-term mission trips, and this one is no exception. Dan Smith of Paradise Bound Ministries says his team is seeing incredible changes as they share the gospel.
The people here in Guatemala are so hungry for the truth, just the real truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
But it's not just the villagers that are changing. A high school wrestling team from Michigan is changing too.
There was many tears by these young men who would appear to be these tough guys, but they are ready for change in their lives as well.
The team is working in remote villages, holding medical camps, building homes, and sharing the gospel. You can learn more about their journey at our website. Would you take a moment to pray for this team?
That the enemy would be bound and that the Holy Spirit would be loosed upon us as we dedicate the homes or as we share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And slow but steady wins the race in India. An audio scripture ministry's partner is making good headway on the new ministry center. The skeleton of the building will be finished in just a few weeks, and then work will start on the inside. ASM's partner gets God's word and audio to forgotten groups like the disabled and the illiterate in India. This new ministry center will help them work more quickly and efficiently. Pray for continual safety of the workers and for funding. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828, or you can sign up to get our e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill in your email address on the bottom, and you're all signed up. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.